Now these plots then are plots of that electron probability distribution. We have got the 3D cloud plots like that, which are very hard for you guys to draw on paper. Then we have got cross-sections through them, which are the cases here and down the bottom. Now notice in the case of a 1s orbit, here is our maximum probability of finding an electron this far out, but notice there's zero probability at the nucleus, but it rapidly increases after that, and then it tails off so that at this distance out there's basically no electron density. For the 2s, there's now a tiny amount of electron density associated with a 2s near the nucleus, but nothing at the nucleus. Then it dips down to a minimum, and then we get the maximum at this position here. So when we're drawing our 2s orbital, we might draw a sphere sitting this far out. But remember, it's got nodal characteristics. So that plot there then is called the radial probability distribution density, where we're taking the electron density inside a spherical volume element. So here we might be thinking of like an angstrom cubed, yeah, or a picometer cubed, a volume element down on that scale, and we're looking at how much electron density we find in that. The easiest idea of conceptualizing this is if we've got an apple tree and we place concentric circles going out, then if we were to plot the number of apples that were actually sitting in each of these rings, then the chance of finding any apples where the trunk is zero. As we go out with distance, the maximum number of apples we're going to find in rings actually peaks at about this distance here. Even though out at this distance here there will be some apples, because the actual area has increased dramatically, per square area there will actually be fewer apples than there is in close. So that's what we mostly, when we're going to draw pictures, we're actually drawing radial probability